From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council will vote on July 17th on the proposed route of the state bike trail through the city. The trail is part of the Empire State Trail, an initiative to create a 750-mile bike and walking pathway from New York City to Canada and from Albany to Buffalo by 2020. Supporters argue the bike trail will provide a boon to the local economy by bringing tourism dollars to Hudson. Paul Glester, who represents the committee which routed the trail, answered questions from city residents at a July 9th public hearing at City Hall. He was joined by representatives from the State Department of Transportation. Under the proposal, the trail would enter Hudson from the south, beginning from Route 9G23B, and continue north along 3rd Street. From West 3rd Street, it would proceed along Allen to Front. Glester said, and I quote, "I think the main thing was just the concern of traffic and truck traffic here along 3rd Street and to get people off of 3rd Street as soon as possible and on to Allen," end quote. One of the two truck routes through the city enters via 3rd Street. The truck route travels on 3rd Street for 6 blocks before turning onto Columbia Street. The trail route was selected after consideration of several factors, Glester said, including safety for bicyclists and pedestrians, existing conditions and long-term maintenance requirements, and more. The Common Council is expected to vote on the proposed route during its formal meeting 7 p.m. tonight, July 17th, at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. 19th Congressional District candidate Democrat Antonio Delgado spent approximately $2.1 million, or roughly $272 per vote, in his June primary battle against 6 other Democrats. Delgado will face off against incumbent Republican John Faso in November. Delgado raised the most among the field of 7 and outraised Faso by nearly $500,000 over the last 18 months, according to campaign disclosure forms. Delgado's fellow Democrat, Brian Flynn from Greene County, tied for 4th in the primary but spent the second highest amount on expenses, winding up with the greatest per vote cost of $331. Jeff Beals of Woodstock received the same number of votes as Flynn and spent less than a third as much. Delgado, an attorney who lives in Rhinebeck, won the primary with 22% of the vote, about 4 points higher than his nearest rivals. He was one of the earliest candidates to emerge last year in what turned out to be a crowded and competitive Democratic race. The 7 contenders who stayed in the race until the end spent a total of more than $7 million, according to the State Board of Elections. Read the full story at The Fray, a HudsonValley.com blog. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A new site at the Flat Cove Preserve in Hunter has been added to the Hudson River School Art Trail. The trail maps the painting sites of famed American artists Thomas Cole, Frederick Church, Jasper Crosby, Sanford Gifford, and Asher B. Duran. The trail currently has 17 stops scattered throughout the Hudson Valley and the Catskill Mountains, and the inclusion of the 200-acre Flat Cove site has been in the works for more than a year. Catskill Center Executive Director Jeff Centerman said, and I quote, "Flat Cove was one of the areas the Hudson River school painters painted. This is a vista that's reminiscent of the paintings. It felt like the right spot," end quote. A new kiosk with information about the site that showcases Duran's paintings and allowing visitors to compare the paintings to the landscape has been built. Cole once wrote a letter to New York Evening Post editor William Cullen Bryant describing Flat Cove as a delicate morsel. Centerman declined to reveal the cost associated with the trail. Catskill Center staff hope the new designation will help visitors see the Cove, which is almost completely protected by the state, Centerman said. A ribbon-cutting ceremony at the new site will be held July 18th. Thomas Cole National Historic Site External Relations Director Jennifer Germs said the event is expected to be attended by Assemblymember Chris Teague and Huntertown Supervisor Darrell Legg. The Associated Press and the Daily Freeman are reporting lawmakers from both parties expressed shock, dismay, and discomfort with President Donald Trump's comments July 16th that he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin's denial of Russian aggressive cyber attacks against the U.S. during the 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Representative John Faso joined a chorus of Republican senators, congressmen, and other officials expressing dismay, and I quote, at the approach, end quote, taken by Trump during a 45-minute press conference in Helsinki. Faso said in a statement emailed to the media, and I quote, Putin is no friend of the United States. There is no credibility to Putin's denials, especially in light of the public evidence and our own U.S. intelligence reports. We know the Russians meddled in our elections, and we must continue our sanctions and diplomatic pressure against Putin's actions, end quote. Faso's Democratic challenger, Antonio Delgado, said it was, and I quote, deeply problematic, end quote, that Trump refused to acknowledge Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Delgado posted on his official campaign page on Facebook, and I quote, silence on this issue can be deafening, if not complicit, in behavior unaligned with the security of our nation, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.